this week's parsha, most of this week's parsha, is about the setup of the machne and the degolim, right? Ish al diglov osos levesa vosam, who's in which machne, under which degel, how many people are in each, etc. And interestingly, the Medrash says that the malachi hasharis came and looked at the degolim of the of Klal Yisrael and the Vediglo, Olav Ava, and were jealous of the Jews that had such amazing degolim. What is so special about the Jews having degolim? So I think a number of years ago, we quoted Yaakov Kamenetsky's beautiful shout about that. Maybe we'll come back to it again. But this year, I want to make a different suggestion. Rashi points out in Perek Beis, Ish al diglov osos levesa vosam, Rashi says, Kol degel, yelo os mapa tzvua tluya bo tzivo shel ze lo ketzivo shel ze tzeva kol echad ki gavan avnu akvua bechoshen. Mitoch kach, kol echad yakir es diglov. What does he say here? He says, everyone has a degel, right? Rashi implies not only the there are four degelim, there are 12 degelim. Every shevet had a degel, and every degel was the same color as the gemstone of that shevet on the choshen hamishpat, and that's how they recognized their degel. Okay, why is it so significant that the degel be the same color as their stone in the choshen? Okay, you could say, I don't know, good way to make sure you don't get confused. But the Rav Shraga Palak, Hungarian Rav, who was unfortunately killed in Auschwitz, he wrote a Sefer Tishbi, Drushas, Al Parsha Shavua, and he says here, no, there's a big yesod in this Rashi. He says, what is that? This is the camp. What's the camp? Why was there no camp until now? Okay. Why was there no camp until now? The simple pshat is, if you look in Sefer HaMidbar is all about preparing to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's trials and tribulations on the way. Not everything goes smoothly in Sefer HaMidbar. But the whole point is, Sefer HaMidbar, make this machne, now you're going into Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to Eretz Yisrael to do? Until now, you were at Har Sinai. In Har Sinai, you didn't have the golem. You didn't have Ishal Diglova Osos Leves Abosam. Har Sinai, you stood around and were nanimiz of Ashchina. Amazing. You know, you went back to Gan Eden, you were Olam Haba, whatever you want to compare it to. Now, you're getting into camps. We're going to count from Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. You're going to fight wars, you're going to go to Israel, then you're going to fight wars, and then you're going to build houses, and then you're going to farm, and you're going to have businesses, and industry, and government, and, you know, and whatever it may be. Basically, you're leaving Har Sinai, and you're going out to a machne. And again, the main purpose of the machne was a Kol Yotzei Tzava, to fight wars. Fighting wars is the furthest thing from Har Sinai. You know, building buildings and farms and building houses is somewhat distant from the, from the Me'ein Olam Haba of Har Sinai. Fighting wars is very, killing people and bloody, is very different from Har Sinai. And what's the Yesod? Ish al diglova osos, but your degel that you go under when you go out there to the world is the same as the stone you have in the Choshen. The stones in the Choshen are the Kohen Gadol, Bekodesh, Kadoshim, and Kedusha, and Tara, and the Mikdash. It's this ideal, perfect Kedusha and Tara of Mikdash. You're going out to the very messy world out there. But you're going out to that messy world under the exact same color as the Kohen Gadol back there. The key to what your job is now is to leave Har Sinai, but not to leave Har Sinai. To take Har Sinai with you. Take that color with you, to be makir your degel, to be makir where you belong. You're taking Har Sinai out with you. You're taking the values of Har Sinai, and the Kedusha, and the excitement, and the spiritual ambition, and the inspiration of Har Sinai, to whatever you do, even if what you're doing is fighting a war, which is very dirty and messy and killing people, and seems like the opposite of the Mishkan. Nonetheless, you're taking the values and the religious inspiration, the Ruchnis and the Mishkan out with you to guide you whatever you do. And whatever you do is Avodas Hashem, just like the Kohen Gadol in the Mikdash. And he doesn't say this Sefer Tishbi, but I think you could use this to explain the Midrash. Why are the Malachim so jealous? We all remember, it's coming up Shavuos time, the famous Midrash about Moshe goes up to Shemayim to get the Torah. Malachim says, who are you to get the Torah? The Torah's for us because we're so holy and we don't have any Gashmius, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are you talking about? Look what it says in the Torah. You know, it says don't steal. What, you have money, you have to not steal? It says honor your parents. You have parents, etc. It says to eat this and not eat that. You eat, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Right? What's the point? The point is that Malachim are jealous of us because they just have the Kodesh Kadashim up in Shemayim for all of eternity. And we have the opportunity, we have the Torah. And what the Torah does is allows us to take that Choshen of the Kohen Gadol, to take that Kodesh Kadosh and that pristine Kedusha Vatara, that idealism, that Madrega of the Mishkan, and take it out to wherever we go, no matter what we do in the world, there's Torah there. No matter what we do in the world, we're doing it, I'll pee that Torah. And that's something that only human beings can do, that Malachim cannot do, and maybe that's why they were so jealous of our special Degolim. I think this is, I'll just add one point, depending on where we're listening right now. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we're starting to return to our normal life. They open yeshivas, they open shuls, etc. Our brethren, the ikar of our yeshiva in Artzos HaBris is still under closure and lockdown, whatever you call it, and the shuls may or may not be opening, and the yeshivas, we have no idea when they'll be opening, but not terribly soon, it seems. We're a little bit kicked out of the Mishkan, but we yearn for the Mishkan. No one's saying that we don't want to go to the Mishkan. No one's saying that's not the highlight of the world. But you don't need to be in the Mishkan to have the Mishkan be in you. You don't need to be in Shul to have the excitement of the Ne'ila in Shul brought into your everyday tefillah. You don't need to be in yeshiva to have Torah go with you wherever you go. You don't need to be any place to take the ruchnius that you've gotten from all those years in but mikdash ma'at and apply it to everything in your life, whether it's the ruchnius now you're doing at home, whether it's the gashmius that you're doing at work, maybe also from home, which is also ruchnius if you do it al pi Torah. And that's, even though obviously malachim are much higher madrega than us, we're very far from Malachim, but in some ways Malachim are very far from us because they don't have this degel and they don't have this unique privilege and, of course, awesome responsibility of taking the Mishkan with us wherever we go. Shabbat Shalom.